Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Hello. Welcome to It's Due Time. It's Due Time to the Word Prayer Project. It is Sunday, February 20th, and it is wonderful to be here with you again this evening, another Sunday. Can you believe it? The week has gone so quickly, and God has been so good to us. God has been especially good to us that we can say that we are at the top of the week with no hurt, harm, or danger befalling us all week long. We are almost through the weekend. How many times have you traveled? How many places have you gone to? How many things have you seen? How many stories have you read? Tragedies, but God has spared you and your family. So again, let me welcome you to the Word Prayer Project. And if you are on with us via Facebook, a Closer Walk Talk Show YouTube channel, I want you to check in. Come on, check in. We got our first check-in of the night. Serge. Hello, Serge. Glad to have you with us. Our first man checking in. Ooh, naturally a queen. Now, who's that? Is it somebody I know? I hope so. But if not, I'm so happy to have you with me tonight. Ah, all right. So we are saying hello to each and every one of you who have taken the time. Oh, it's Vivian. Hey, Vivian. Naturally a queen. Hey, Vivian. You know, remember, Vivian is a part of the Due Time crew. You get to hear Vivian every Wow Wednesday morning. She opens up the show with the socially conscious segment, and we are happy to have you with us tonight. Checking in. Shanti's Brand, how are you? Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. You know, it's a special night tonight, as every Sunday night is. But, you know, I want to go over the week where we've spent, you know, in our theme. We started off with impactful prayer for him, that every single man, we didn't care what you were doing, who you were, what kind of job you had, whatever role you played, that was fine. Any man, all the males. We then prayed for our children. No, we prayed for the fathers. Then we prayed for our children. We then prayed for everything and everyone. It was open the following week. We then prayed for moms, then the husbands. Well, the seventh week came along and we were praying for our siblings. We then prayed for the mentally ill and depression. We prayed for self-care and self-treatment. We prayed for family. The following week, the 11th week, we prayed for the sick. The 12th week, we prayed for service workers. And I always like to say not essential, quote unquote, but service workers, anybody who services our needs. Okay? We prayed for toxic habits, people, places, and behavioral patterns. We prayed for someone who doesn't know Jesus. That one was one of my favorites. That was one of my favorites. We then prayed for fire victims. We prayed for the crime victims the following week. We prayed for our friends last week. And this week, we are giving thanks. prayers and thanksgiving tonight. We're not asking God for anything. We are not petitioning God for anything. We are going to leave that all on the table, and we are saying thank you to God. What do you have in your arsenal that you want to thank God for? Come on. You know how I say, come on in the room. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Tell anybody you know. We are giving prayers of thanksgiving. Now, who doesn't have something that they need to give God thanks for? Well, please send your Thanksgiving prayer request. Put it in the chat. Yes, if you're on Facebook Live with Coach for Christian Life, or if you're on a Closer Walk Christian Talk Show YouTube channel, please send in your prayer request. Okay? I would love to be a part of your Thanksgiving tonight. We're not going to be on long, so I'm encouraging you to get on in this room. Come on. Let's say thank you. What are we saying thank you for? There's a check-in from our girl, Ketty. Hello there. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. And again, you know, I want you to put your prayer request in the chat room tonight. We're going to do a little different tonight. And I'm looking forward to getting all of your prayer requests. And, you know, there's a lot we have to give God thanks for. And I want to actually give a couple of scriptures about Thanksgiving. How about that? Okay. Well, 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18 says, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. This is God's will for you to rejoice always. This is God's will for you to pray continually. It's God's will to give thanks. You know, we can't keep asking God for things. Every time we turn around, we're asking God, and we're asking God, and we're asking God. And it's about that time that we just put a pause. Let's pause tonight and say thank you to God for everything that he's done for us. Did he do something for you that you really didn't think he was even paying attention to? I am full of those kind of things. I am definitely full of those kind of things, because every time I turn around, God is always pulling something out of his hat on behalf of Stephanie. And I can't give God thanks enough. James 1:17, one of my favorite verses. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly light, who does not change like shifting shadows. Ooh, that kind of like makes you jolt a little bit, right? Well, it should. It should, because it says it doesn't change. He doesn't change like shifting shadows. You know how we do. Every time you turn around, everywhere the wind blows, you know, you got something different on your shoulder, some new problem. Every time you turn around, it's something else, you know, you're complaining about. You know, we've been studying the Israelites on their journey from Egypt into the Promised Land. And the whole way long, they complained. We're not going to complain tonight. We're not going to ask God for anything tonight. Tonight, we're going to give God thanks. So come on in here. Come on in the room. Let's share this prayer of praise and prayer of thanksgiving. And we are going to make sure we take the time to, you know, take a pause from all of the asking. All the asking, we're going to put, just put it down for tonight, at least for this time. I'm only going to say an hour. because we may not be on for that long. But for right now, I want you to just type something in to the chat. If you haven't sent me your prayer request already, type something in the chat that you are giving thanks for. Okay? Were you watching the game before we started the prayer? Well, hey, look at this. Something to give God thanks about. You got electricity. Oh, excuse me. As my mother would say, electricity. Electricity. You've got TV. You've got some sort of internet and cable. You know, so that in and of itself is just enough to give God thanks for. So come on in the room. Let's say thank you to God. Let's see what other scripture we need to be reading. Oh, this is my opening for every day on his due time. Oh, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Psalms 118:24. Ah, oh, this is the day the Lord has made. Okay. 1 Chronicles 29:13. Now, therefore, O God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. Amen. 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 Oh, we got to check in from our engineer, Anika. So we got a check in from our engineer, Anika. We got a check in from our engineer, Sean Peace. Even the engineers are checking in. Come on in the room. You know, we really couldn't do it without them. You know, Anika holds us down on StreamYard, which gives you your access to Facebook Live and, of course, the World Christian Talk Show Live YouTube channel. We're, you know, grateful to Shantice, who holds it down not just on Sunday nights, but every single day, Monday through Friday. She's holding it down for It's Due Time with Pastor Steph, and tonight via Blog Talk. So remember, if you have someone who you know who would love to give God thanks today, make sure, or just tune in and share in our thanks. You know, and they don't have internet access, 516-387-1358. You know, I'm going to put on my little glasses here so I can see who wants to give God thanks. And, wonderful. Oh, we got our sister Diane in the house tonight. Oh, she's checking in. Amen. Hello, Sister Diane. Amen. So happy to have you with us. And, you know, we're going to go over a couple of other verses of, you know, just giving thanks. And I'm going to be out your way after the prayer time. So come on in the room so you can get that prayer request in. If you have not done so already, please take the time to give us a shout and put your prayer request into the chat room. We already got a couple of prayer requests. So come on, join. I'm looking forward to sharing this time with you, and I thank you so much for joining us. Please do not hesitate to invite, you know, some other people to come on in, especially if you know they have something phenomenal, you know, that God has just done for them. And we're not waiting for the phenomenal thing. Okay, keep that in mind. We're not waiting for the big things to happen, because God's given us breath each and every day. It's phenomenal. How many people did not wake up today, or how many people will go to sleep permanently today? But here we are. Oh, amen. Here we are. Sharing time. You know, I got my prayer partners out here, and I give God thanks for each and every one of you, each and every single one of you. 2 Corinthians 9:15, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Ooh-wee. That's a big one. Indescribable gift. Giving God thanks for his indescribable describable gift. Life. Oh, oh, did I just say that? Life is indescribable. Oh, come on in the room. Come on, give me an amen if life is indescribable. Type in the comments, amen, if life itself is indescribable. First, 2 Corinthians 9:15 says, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. And I'm saying thank you, God, for his indescribable gift of life. Come on, give me an amen. Come on, give me. Ooh, oh, I'm feeling that thing. I am feeling that tonight. The indescribable gift of life. You know, when you, and I'm not talking about like regular life. I'm talking about life in the Lord. Because for those of us who have given our lives to the Lord, or our life to the Lord, however you want to say it, it's indescribable. It is indescribable. You don't have any clue what life is truly like until you add Jesus and give him first place in your life. Because, see, you got to add him first. Because we just ain't, you know, we ain't going all the way there in the beginning. We have to add Jesus. And then when we add Jesus and we realize how he needs to take first place and we take second place in this life, then, man, that's when it becomes indescribable. Oh, I think that's going to be my new favorite scripture. What was that? 2 Corinthians 9:15. Oh, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Oh, I'm running away with that one. Come on, Shantees. We need a switch tip. We need a switch tip on God. Let God be your indescribable gift. Am I saying this right? Yes. Yes. We need a switch tip like that coming up soon. Okay? So one more time before I start reading these prayer requests, I'm asking you to put your prayer request, if you have not done so already, to please put your prayer request in the chat so that we can definitely just have that word of thanks. Okay? That word of thanks that's in our hearts, that's in our mouths tonight. No complaining. No complaining, no asking. Tonight, we're just going to do the thanks thing, okay? All right, let me get a little bit of water. Now, let's get to getting to those prayer requests. All right, so we got from Little Soleil. Oh, we got the first prayer request this evening. Soleil wants to thank God for her mommy and daddy. And having just lost my mommy, I'm with you all the way and then some, Soleil. Give God thanks for mommy and daddy right now and always because they are special people. Okay? Oh, we got a prayer request thanking God for his word. Amen. Amen. Because the word of God is what really makes the difference in our life, right? Well, we wouldn't know about anything if it wasn't for God's word, all right? So come on, if you have a prayer request, please put it in the chat room because as soon as I finish reading these prayer requests, I am going to go before the Lord, and I don't want to miss out on any requests and word of thanks that's out there tonight, okay? All right, thanking God for my husband and his growth and his efforts. Thanking God that our marriage is growing and improving. Amen. Amen. Thanking God for mercy and grace. Thank you, God, for your kindness. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for being a promise keeper, God. Thank you for answered prayers. Amen. 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 Thank you, God, for keeping Ms. Ernie's family together emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Thank you for showing them how much you care, how detailed you are. Amen. How strategic
you are, God. Thank you for allowing me to observe you working in their lives. Amen. 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 I'm thankful for growth in mine and my mother's relationship. Amen. Amen. Thankful that her drinking has slowed. Thankful that her health is intact for the most part. Amen. 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 Listen, we need to bring any struggles that our parents are having, bring it to the Lord. Bring it to the Lord. Ask God to just care for your parents in a special way. Okay? So come on, I want to get some parental thanksgiving, you know, for what they've, you know, been through, but how they're still standing, how they're still here. Come on, give God thanks for those mommies and daddies. Thankful God continues to look out for my biological family. Amen. Thankful that God is keeping me despite me being heavily undeserving. Thankful that God hasn't given up on me. Thankful that God keeps teaching me and showing me my failures, but still waking me up to improve. Amen. Ooh, that's a big one. Woo. I'm thankful for my church family and how he gives to them spiritually, mentally, emotionally, to help me in my time of need. Thankful that God knew us all inside and out and knew how much we would need to help each other. Amen. I'm just thankful to be a part of God's family. Thankful he adopted me. Thankful that he saved me and continues to every single day. Amen. 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 Oh, we have a check-in from Celestina Boyden. Oh, thank you for joining us. Oh, okay. Okay. Well, you know what? Giving God thanks, Celestina, for you joining us today. Giving God thanks that you decided to drop by, and praying that you just continue to come on in the room. Amen. Thankful for my past and how much she puts out for me, my family, and my salvation. Thankful that she cares enough to pray for me and mine. Thankful she has the patience to teach and make sure I understand what's being taught. Amen. 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 All right. Thankful for the weekends. I'm with you. Thank you for the weekends and for rest and relaxation. Thankful for shared responsibilities and partnership. Amen. 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 Call somebody, text somebody, let them know that the Word Prayer Project is up and we're calling out a word of thanks for anyone who wants to publicly give God thanks for something. Okay. Thanking God for the growth of my relationship with my parents, that the time he's allowed for us to spend together. Thanking God for the forgiveness that he taught me to have that made the growth possible. Amen. Oh, amen. Thanking God for that forgiveness, regardless of what's going on with your parents. You know, forgiveness is the first step to healing. Because as long as you are holding in that animosity or anger or any level of unforgiveness, it's going to eat away at you. You know, the Bible tells us that it's rottenness to our bones. So that's why it's a stress is a silent killer, because you don't realize it's rotten in your bones. So come on. Come on, let's give God thanks for those parents. And yes, we know they may not have always done right, but let's give God thanks for them, okay? If you are a parent, you'll understand how important it is for forgiveness. That's what I want to say, for forgiveness, okay? I like to thank God for my blessings, the ability to continue learning new things from the Bible. Learn how to build with my hands and just expanding my mind to new trades of life. Amen. Amen. Remember we talked about God just reinventing you. Amen. I'd like to thank God for my wife for being beside me in this new journey, helping me in my growth with God and in our relationship. Just thanking him for all that he has done for me, and done through the good and the bad, because without him, I wouldn't be here today. Amen. 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 Oh, we're giving God thanks for those good grades, good jobs, and great people he surrounds me with. Amen. Amen. Well, thank God for introducing himself to Nikki and Madison, and hoping that they continue to seek God no matter what. Thank God for letting Kalisha be on Church Zoom, and thank him for whatever happened to open her up and open up her heart to be on, and that he continues to keep her and her children safe, and so that she can be on for the kids' sake. Amen. Amen. Thank God for all the children who continue to be on to listen to God's word. Amen. Thank God for Warren being able to hear the word of God and loving it. Amen. Thank God for our pastor who takes the time for each and every one of us, no matter how she feels. Amen. Giving God the glory for that. Thank God for reintroducing himself to Jazz as she accepts the calling for her life. Amen. Thank God for thank God for loving me and always there when I need him. Thank God for giving me a study partner who's helping me get a better understanding of his word. Amen. 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 Thanking God for keeping me through school and work. Thanking him for the growth in my relationship with my mom and my sibling. Amen. Amen. I never would have imagined it would be this good. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, thanking God for continuously feeding me by his word on Sabbath and taking the time to give me understanding. Amen. All righty. We got a check-in from Maggie Pie, and I got to say I just recently learned who Maggie Pie was. And Maggie Pie says, thank God for him giving my sister 6 months of blood pressure medication. Amen. We just got finished praying for that. Something we prayed about before answered prayers. Amen. We want those praise reports. All right. All right. God hears us and he answers prayers. We just got finished praying because she had been diagnosed with high blood pressure, but she didn't have money for the medication. And here we are, 6 months. Wow. Wow. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for my church family who's always there when I need them. Amen. Thanking God for the mental and emotional stability he has been blessing me and my family with while grieving the loss of my grandma, giving him thanks for instilling his morals and love in us so that regardless of the mess the enemy tries to stir up within the family, Jesus is always seen, heard, and felt. Amen. Oh, we got to check in from Faith McDowell. Amen, Faith. Thank you so much for joining us. Please let us know who told you about us. Thankful to God for having you in the house with us today, Faith. Keep on coming back. Come on, Faith. You got a word of thanks in you. We're giving God thanks tonight for whatever he's done. That is the first thing that comes to your mind. We'll give God thanks with you tonight. Okay? All right. Thanking God for the many blessings seen and unseen. Amen. For the church family that he provided me when I was searching for a church home. For the people he added to this family that he handpicked and grown a special relationship with everyone. Amen. To the wonderful pastor that he gifted me with insight. Oh, okay. Let me say that again. To the wonderful pastor that he gifted with insight to my life. Amen. For his peace in this world and through personal storms. Amen. For providing a way for me to live through my job and allowing me to be planted and be his light in those spaces. for the home he has provided to lay my head. Amen. Amen. Thanking God for my biological family and that my parents, for my parents as well. And thanking God for her parents being well, for allowing my siblings to see another year, for my nieces and nephew, for their growth and intellect, for calling my sister and her continued interest in learning about the need for a Savior. Amen. For all the good times that outweigh the bad. There are so many things to give God thanks for, and I will live in gratitude for all he has done and will continue to do. Amen. 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 Giving God thanks for my testimony being able to be used to help other people. Amen. Thanking him for the desire to want to work on my God-given assignment and not procrastinate. Thanking him for addressing my personal concerns and getting me through each week, knowing that I can rely on Jesus. Amen. Thanking God for my family, my grandfather, paternal grandparents, extended family, and especially my church family that keeps me accountable spiritually. Amen. Asking God to keep me around like-minded people and away from people, places, and things that keep me in trouble. Amen. Amen. Thanking God for my family who's opening up their eyes, finally seeing that they need God. Thanking God for all service workers who's there for our needs. Amen. Amen. Thanking God for all the talents he has given me and that I enjoy doing. Amen. And I want to invite you, if you have not already done so, to put your word of thanks in our chat room so we can share in God's goodness for your life. I want to give God thanks for my sister friend Debbie Creighton and Pastor Creighton. You know, they are two exceptional individuals, and they always seem to just be right there when you need them. And for years, we weren't connected, and I thank God for the reconnection. And she's been a blessing to this family. She's been a blessing to they have been a blessing to this family. They have been a blessing, and their church has been a blessing to this church. And we're just grateful to God for all that they do on a continual basis. I'm giving thanks to God for Kevin coming through yesterday. And, you know, he always seems to find his way back through here, you know, to come see about his dear old pastor. And, you know, just having a different conversation with him yesterday, it just was like a much maturer conversation. And my prayer is that, you know, he understands that God wants him and he would give God his life. Okay. Thanking God for the improvement of my mother's and my little sister's asthma. Amen. Amen. Giving God thanks for just the air, the freedom of breathing. Oh, my goodness. Giving God thanks. And I want to publicly give God thanks for Ketty, you know, in her asthma. And she hasn't been complaining the way she was. And Isaiah, you know, they haven't been, you know, having as much difficulty as other times. So we're giving God thanks for them and their asthma issue. So we get ready to go before the Lord and hold hands and hold hearts and just say thank you to God. You know, feel free to, you know, send your prayer requests in, and I'll try to read them right afterwards. And just whatever God has on your mind to be grateful for, be grateful for it. Okay. All right. Let's hold hands and let's hold hearts. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, God. We enter in your courts with thanksgiving and enter into your courts with praise, thanking you for all you have done all you are doing and all you will do. Thank you, dear God, for all of the blessings that you have rendered to us, for us, on our behalf, God. All the things that we have read today that we're saying thank you for. Only you know our level of gratitude. And we stand here tonight, God, giving you thanks. Giving you thanks because I always like to say you didn't have to do any of it, but you did. Just allowing us to breathe every day is a blessing. And we thank you, God, because as long as you allow us to breathe, you allow us to give you thanks. You allow us to focus on you. You allow us to read your word again, understand, hear your word again. And we just want to say thank you because you're beautiful. Thank you, God, because you're wonderful. Thank you, God, because you're kind. Thank you, God, because you're awesome. Thank you, God, because you're amazing. Thank you, God, because you're not a man that would lie to us, God. Thank you because you're faithful. Thank you because you're giving. Thank you because you're forgiving. Thank you because you look beyond our faults and find our needs. Thank you for when you should have smashed us, you let up. You let up, and your mercy and grace prevailed. Thank you, God. Thank you for everything. Thank you for everything you're doing, and that you don't second guess yourself, and that you give us anyway, despite it all. Thank you, Father. There were so many things that everybody gave thanks to you for. And Lord, I celebrate you tonight along with my prayer partners as to how great you are. Lord, we apologize for any time we took you for granted. When you were standing right there and we were asking and you kept saying, I'm right here. All you got to do is just look up. Look up, because I'm right here. I thank you, God, because you're patient. If you were like man, you would have been gone a long time ago. But you're patient. I thank you, God, for just holding it all together for us. No matter how much we think we do, how much we think we can do, you just hold everything together. Thank you, God. Because by the time we finish this, oh, you got a scratch to work with. But you get the job done magnificently. Thank you, God. This word of thanks that comes from my lips, God, is easy. It's easy to say thank you to you. Because you're a gift that just keeps on giving. We can never outdo you giving, God. I want to take the time right now, God, to thank you for just the bare necessities. The roof over our head, the clothes on our back, the shoes on our feet, the food in our mouth, a place to stay permanently. And we don't have to worry about getting up and shuffling around. Thank you, God, for the internet that allows us to connect. Thank you, God, for the telephone bill being paid. Thank you. And for those who don't feel like we need to give thanks, we just ask you, God, to embrace them in a special way so they wouldn't have anything other to do than to acknowledge you. We need you, God. We need you. And we cannot live without you. Not truly live. We can exist, but not truly exist. We're just here amongst the walking dead when we don't choose you. We're amongst the walking dead. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, God, for giving us mothers. And we've had, you know, a couple of thanks given tonight for our moms, that they are not, you know, in indulging in the old habits as much, that the relationships are getting better. Amen, God. Amen. A prayer. Oh, that's been hanging around for a minute now. Thank you. Before it's too late, we thank you. So, Lord, we come to you one more week, just saying thank you to you for all that you do, all that you will do tomorrow, the week after, and the week after. If you should spare our lives, thank you. We love you for giving us the attention we need. Thank you. How do we say thank you other than to just say thank you? In the precious name of Jesus, God, we say thank you. Amen. God is so good. And that's all that just keeps ringing in my head every single moment of the day, how great God is, how I see God working in the different lives, how I see God blessing us, how I see God just moving. Thank you, God. And I thank you for joining me tonight, giving God thanks that we could share this time together. To all of our first-time visitors, I pray that you come back and you're not just passing through. Or if you decided to pass through tonight, that you'll be back to become a prayer partner with us. Because, listen, if one can chase 1,000, two can chase 10,000. Then what can all of us together do? God is an amazing God. And we can only give God individually what we can give God. But if we go get some brothers and sisters, imagine what God will do. So I love you. I love you dearly. Please don't forget to check in Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's due time with Pastor Steph. And God's Spirit will be on tomorrow morning. And if you cannot be a part of our live show, it's okay. We're on demand on many platforms. Blog Talk Radio is our host, so you can get us 24 hours there. Apple iTunes, Apple Podcasts. We're on Amazon Prime Podcast. So we're out there. So make sure you join us. And don't forget to come back next week, Sunday, God's Space. Can you believe we're finishing the month of February? Wow. That's how great God is. Time is flying by. All right. I love you dearly. Please tell a friend. Let them know that, you know, the Word Prayer Project is every Sunday at 9 o'clock. We're planning something great for you going forward, and we're looking forward to spending even more time with you. Until tomorrow morning, I hope. God bless you, and I thank you so much for being a part of the Word Prayer Project.